You know, sometimes when we let our minds wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, we find what we may have lost. So I got some questions for you. What if Paul and the apostles did something extra when they were traveling the world preaching and teaching and healing? And what if what they did involved 8 small boxes, perhaps the size of a Bible, one of which Paul buried after he was shipwrecked on the island of Malta, where he spent 3 months? And what if that box that Paul buried held the key to bringing Jesus back? And what if Christmas in July could actually be Christmas? Interesting questions all. And the Holy Spirit helped me make an answer to each one of those questions. So, this morning I want to tell you a story that no one has ever heard before. A story that may be imaginary. A story that started over 100 years ago near Sicily. So, dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. And let this story, let your words, let your grace come into the hearts of this beloved worshiping community here in our sanctuary, online, and be a blessing to them all. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. It's about 100 years ago when 3 children, Luca, Paolo, and Lucia, were playing in a previously unknown chamber of the Hall Salvieni Hypogeum on the island of Malta. Now, the Hall Salvieni Hypogeum is a 600-year-old underground temple and burial ground. And it's a place that you can still visit today if you go to Malta. Well, the children were digging in this ancient dirt when they discovered a small, perfectly preserved box about the size of a Bible. It was covered in writing that they didn't understand, so they showed it to their teacher, who showed it to his priest, who then showed it to the town's rabbi. And the rabbi's hands shook as he examined this box. It seemed to exude something holy and sacred. You see, the writing on the outside of the box was in Aramaic, a language spoken by Jesus and his disciples. And the teacher, the priest, and the rabbi knew that they were looking at something very old and very mysterious. And so the rabbi, the teacher, and the priest, and the 3 children traveled to the University of Malta in Messina. And they met with the 2 professors. One was in charge of the Department of Archaeology, and another was in charge of their Department of Sacred Theology. And so as this small group met with the 2 professors, this professor said that we have never seen a box like this. It was so old, and yet it looked brand new. They wondered how this box could be preserved in the dirt and not be aged. And as they held the box and moved it, there seemed to be something inside the box. But they couldn't tell because no one could find a way to open the box. And so the adults put the box down so they could talk to each other about what to do. And while the adults, the priest, the teacher, the rabbi, the 2 professors were over here discussing, Lucia, the smallest of the 3 children, walked over to the box. She picked it up and she noticed something she had not seen before. On the corner of the box was a small symbol in the shape of a cross. And as she pressed on the cross, the box opened. And when the box opened, a piece of papyrus fell out. The adults turned, and they gasped. The archaeology put on gloves and carefully unfolded this papyrus. The papyrus looked brand new, even though it was very old. And the words in Aramaic said, "Seven more will open the door." And it was signed, "Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus." Everyone in the room, adults and children, became very, very, very quiet. They were wondering, were they really looking at a papyrus that Paul himself had written and signed? How was it possible that this box and this papyrus looked brand new? What had led these children to be digging in that place and find this box? And the biggest question of all, what did those words mean? Seven more will open the door. Now, remember, this happened over 100 years ago. And so they couldn't search for answers on a computer. But the two professors started writing letters and making phone calls to their colleagues in universities all over the world. And slowly, other professors responded. And after several years of letter writing and phone calls, they concluded that there must be seven more boxes about the size of a Bible. And these boxes must have been hidden by Paul or other disciples as they traveled and preached and taught. But they knew what seven more meant, but there is still the question of the meaning, will open the door. No one knew. And eventually the newspapers heard about these boxes. Newspapers all over the world wrote stories about seven treasure boxes of Jesus. And so hundreds, thousands, and hundreds of thousands of people started looking for these small boxes. A worldwide search was on. Years later, one box was found on Christmas Eve under a fallen stone wall near Rome. And then another box was found in a cave near the Sea of Galilee. And a third box was found, also on Christmas Eve, behind a blacksmith shop in Cairo, Egypt. A fourth box was found, again on Christmas Eve, at the bottom of a dry well near Istanbul, Turkey. And finally, the seventh box was found on Christmas Eve under the roots of a fallen fig tree in the garden of Lucia's great-granddaughter, Lydia, on Malta. And by then, many decades had passed. All of the people who had seen that original papyrus fall out of that original box had died. But Lilia felt a strong connection to her great-grandmother and decided to do exactly what her great-grandmother had done. And so, as soon as Christmas was over, Lilia took the box, the seventh box, to the university in Malta and met with the two current professors who were in charge of the archaeology department and the sacred theology department. and they told her that none of the other boxes had ever been able to be opened. 7 boxes had been found, none had been opened. All the boxes remained mysterious, and they remained sealed. And so, with Lilia's encouragement, the two professors again sent out letters, made phone calls, and this time they used the internet. All righty. And finally, it was decided to hold a meeting at the University of Malta and bring all 7 boxes to the same place. And it was decided to let Lilia, Lucia's great-granddaughter, try to open the boxes as Lucia had opened the original one. Well, by then, spring had turned to summer, and on a very hot day in July, everyone, professors, religious leaders, reporters, Lilia, and all the boxes were together in one place. And Lilia picked up each box and thought about how her great-grandmother Lucia had given her so many gifts. Lucia had shared her faith and her love of Jesus with Lilia. And so Lilia said a prayer as she slowly picked up each of the 7 boxes. And miraculously, each of those 7 boxes opened. And each of the 7 boxes had a papyrus scroll in it. And on that scroll, there was a single word in Aramaic. Now, the 7 papyrus were gently placed on a table. Everyone gathered around. The archaeology professor bent over, peered, and read each of those words out loud. The first papyrus had the word compassion on it. The second papyrus had the word kindness. The third papyrus had the word humility. And then he read the word gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and on the 7th papyrus, there was the word love. And as the archaeology professor finished reading those words, the sacred theology professor noted that these were the attributes of Jesus, alluded to in Paul's letter to the Colossians in chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And everyone in the room fell silent as they realized that Paul and the apostles had left 2,000 years ago a puzzle for the world to find. Or maybe they had left a key. You see, they wondered what "will open the door" meant as the room became brighter and brighter and brighter than the brightest white. And they wondered what the words "will open the door" meant as they heard angels singing. And they wondered what the words "will open the door" meant as their rooms, doors, and windows suddenly flew open. They wondered what the words "will open the door" meant as they found themselves being drawn outside. And they saw a large crowd that had gathered, that was looking up at the sky. And they wondered what "will open the door" meant as they saw those seven words from the papyrus written in the sky in golden fiery letters. Compassion, kindness, humility, patience, gentleness, forgiveness, and love. And they finally stopped wondering what those words, "will open the door," meant, as they saw Jesus hovering over those seven words in the sky. And as Lilia looked up at Jesus and gazed into his loving eyes, she heard the people all around her praying and singing and praising. And Lilia prayed that she would always remember to clothe herself with the compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and love of Jesus. Lilia was filled with joy as she understood why each of these boxes were found on Christmas Eve. And she realized that it was like Christmas again. She realized that it was now like Christmas again as she shouted over and over, "It's Christmas in July! It's Christmas in July!" There is an epilogue. The epilogue is that it was later discovered that Jesus and those seven words were seen in the sky all over the world. And everyone who looked saw and was comforted by Jesus' loving eyes. And everyone who looked saw those seven words written in gold in their own language. And everyone who looked noted that Jesus' skin and Jesus' hair looked exactly like theirs. And so we give thanks that we are loved by Jesus, that Jesus came into this world as a most blessed gift for us. And we know that as we are clothed in love, we can give this gift to everyone we meet and bring Christmas about every day.